In mid-June 2019, a group of Nyingana and Mangala people blockaded the entrance to Yakamunga Pastoral Station near Derby, claiming their cultural sites had been destroyed in a major land clearing operation. Within a few days, a stop work order was issued to Chinese-owned Zenith Australia for unauthorised clearing. But it was too late. In a fortnight's work, 120 hectares of native vegetation, including culturally significant trees and sites, had been bulldozed. In September 2019, the state government ordered the lessees to rehabilitate the site, and the Environmental Regulation Department used aerial and satellite imagery to monitor that work. Under the Environmental Protection Act, there's a $500,000 fine for clearing without a permit. But 27 months later, there is still no decision from the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation as to whether the company will be penalised. For Nyingana traditional owner Rosita Shaw, who blockaded the station gates more than 2 years ago, the drawn-out process has left her frustrated and angry.
It's been a long time. We still need to talk to the company and come back to us, and we need to I spoke to one of the ladies that work for Shanghai. She's based here in Perth, just regarding some cultural awareness. So I've developed my own cultural awareness package, and I've been talking to them, and they were supposed to get back to us, but they need to do cultural awareness before they even put a bulldozer on the ground. If anything, any developers come in and want to do something, cultural awareness is the main thing that they need to do.
Well, that clearing occurred in June 2019. How does that make you feel that the department is taking so long?
Pretty angry with what happened, because that's a really, really significant site. And there's within the Yakamunga area, there's a lot of significant and sacred sites there. So it just makes me really angry that, that they didn't come back to us. The government still are trying to get on with the investigations, but we need to know what's going on because we are the traditional owners.
And so your corporation, and as traditional owners, have you had any letter or phone call from the department to update you on how their investigation is going or how the rehabilitation is going?
Well, since I sit on the board of directors on Wallalawa Aboriginal Corporation, I haven't heard anything. I don't think the board have heard anything. So it needs to be out on the table. They put it out on the table, and we need to know what's going on.
How frustrating is it for you to know that there's still not been any prosecution of the company?
Well, it's very frustrating because, we haven't heard anything, and me and my little family had to go out there and protest and stop the company from what they were doing, and put it out there on the media for the government to stop what's happening on our traditional land. But it is very, very frustrating, and they need to come to a term where they have to come down and sit down with us, especially the company, and if we're going to move forward, well, they need to sit down on the table with the board, and see if we can work things out to move forward, because it's a massive land that they cleared and damaged, and also we didn't even have the opportunity to be involved in the rehabilitation, and we don't even know what it looks like now.
There were some significant sites and important cultural trees that were bulldozed. Are you still going through a grieving process for that loss?
Yeah, no, we are. We are going through a grieving process. And, like I said, if our old people was alive, they would have been very devastated to see what had happened there. But like I said, this company needs to come and sit down with us. And also, I've been talking to them and meeting with them here in Perth regarding cultural awareness. And the cultural awareness, they need to do that.
Nyingana traditional owner Rosita Shaw. The Department of Water and Environmental Regulation says the investigation is still being finalised into Zenith Australia and no date for its completion has been set. No penalty or court summons has been issued, nor is there a time limit for action to be taken by the department. It's been advised that the area subject to the clearing continues to revegetate. The most recent site visit was by the Office of the Commissioner of Soil and Land Conservation in May 2021, and a further inspection will occur later this month. Meanwhile, the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage says Zenith Australia Investment Holdings completed works in late 2019 to remediate approximately 120 hectares of land on the Yakamunga estate that had been cleared without permission. Pastoralists and Graziers Association President Tony Seabrook said the process against the company was heavy-handed.
I think that they may have been a bit over-enthusiastic. I believe consultation occurred, but I was told that it turned out it wasn't with the correct people. What we need to be very careful of is that this was a Chinese company that was not only going to spend an inordinate large amount of money on a property, but they also had access to the Chinese market. And I just wonder whether there might not have been a better way of dealing with the issues there than to come at them with a heavy-handed approach that cost them a massive amount of money, set back their program enormously, and would have left them absolutely smarting over what happened. There must have been a better way to do it than to come at them with a, you know, in the heavy-handed way that they did.
That's Tony Seabrook, the Pastoralists and Graziers Association president, speaking at its conference in Broome last Friday.